News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced his resignation. And as we look ahead to Donald Trump's inauguration on the 20th of January, we're asking this morning, are we seeing an end of woke politics? And I'm joined now by Ian O'Doherty, columnist with the Irish Independent. Good morning to Ian. Ian, is wokery dead, do you think?
Well, I think we need to define wokery first, because it's a phrase that's overused and is frequently misused. But if we define woke as a kind of a moral scolding of other people and a way of sort of displaying your own virtue to put yourself above everybody else and to basically wag your finger at them, well then Trudeau, as the Telegraph referred to him, he was the clown prince of woke, and he's gone. And Donald Trump, who's the complete antithesis of what we might assume to be woke, is the reason pretty much why he's gone. Now, Trudeau had some internal, a lot of internal diplomatic and political issues. He'd fired his justice minister on Zoom. He'd become really hated, genuinely hated by the majority of Canadians, really. Who had liked him. I mean, he's been in charge for a decade, and he was popular at the start.
Those who would, no one will describe themselves as woke anymore because it is a term that is largely derogatory. But those who would have maybe once described themselves as woke or would have seen themselves as woke or would have been seen by others as woke would say, but what was wrong with being woke? It's just about being nice. It's just about being kind. And it's just about, you know, this kind of idea of cancel culture and stuff. That's just about consequences for bad behaviour.
Yeah, well, this is the great lie that was the foundational stone of the whole kind of woke movement. It was the kind of people who would put hashtag be kind onto their social media profile while then demanding the scalp of anybody who annoyed them. And the thing with Trudeau is that a lot of these things, they're very much luxury beliefs, right? What Trudeau realised and what a lot of ordinary people around the world, particularly in the West, it was very much a Western phenomenon, is that people don't care about trans issues. People don't really care about sort of these divisive kind of, you know, social grandstanding issues. All they care
about social justice issues, some people might see them as.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, I mean, there's nobody who doesn't have an interest in sort of social justice. Nobody goes out and tries to be a monster, but they also prioritise safe borders, which Trudeau completely abandoned, and they want a strong economy. They, you know, the people are more concerned about having some money in their pocket at the end of the month. I mean,
do you think identity politics and those types of things, that they became distracted by side issues? That you know, I remember writing a column once myself saying that Jeremy Corbyn was somebody who, if the house was on fire, would ask, you know, to say, don't use a blue fire extinguisher, use a red one, you know, rather than just getting in there.
Sure.
Was that part of the issue? People felt that people were going down rabbit holes of ideology or sort of side. Was that part of it too, do you think?
Well, it was basically when they made the side issues the main issue, you know, and you had things like critical race theory, identity politics, and stuff like that. And we saw it also with Jacinta Ardern, who stepped down in New Zealand, is that when you're so obviously concentrated and so ridiculously fixated on showing off just how much more moral you are than other people.
And is that part of it too?
That's fine in the students' union, but it's not great.
Is that part of it too? Shane was saying what he hates about it is the performative nature, that it's virtue signalling all the time, and people don't, well, some people don't believe that it was authentic or genuine.
Oh yeah, there's always been a real sense of phoniness about the whole thing. And To briefly go back to Trudeau, I mean, when he was lecturing people about, lecturing Canadians about their apparent racism and stuff, then pictures have emerged of him when he was younger wearing blackface.
Yeah,
and
I know.
And then he scolded the
Don't do what I do, do what I say. Is it a bit of that four legs bad, two legs good?
The thing is, Kira, like what we're saying, even with Trump's re-election, is that it was a rejection of all of this nonsense, and frankly, it was a rejection of all of this BS that has basically taken control of politics, taken control of the media for the last 10 years.
All right. Look,
Go on.
I was going to say, I wish we had more time to talk about this, but we actually don't. Just finish your point on Ireland, and then I'm unfortunately have to go.
The reason why we had an election back in December that was basically stay as you were kind of thing was because there's no alternative. But I know from talking to certain politicians, I mean, they know the days of doing the moral grandstanding.
All right. It's over. All right, look.
It's over.
All right. Look, thank you for that, Ian. Thank you, as ever. That is Ian O'Doherty, their columnist with the Irish Independent. I wish we had more time to discuss it, but we don't.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.